Hello and welcome to today's podcast from FD Capital. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about deflation. We wrote about this in our blog last month. It's had a lot of views and a lot of emails and contacts actually, including the press, surprisingly, but nevertheless it's certainly a hot and active topic. So let's start. So what is deflation? Well, deflation refers to a sustained decrease in the general level of goods and service prices over time. So in simple terms, it means prices are falling instead of rising, as we often see with inflation. While it might sound beneficial for consumers, deflation can actually have detrimental effects on the economy, because when prices decline, people tend to delay purchases waiting for even lower prices. And this reduction in consumer spending can lead to a decline in business revenues, and that in turn can lead to job losses, lower wages, and a negative spiral round and round. You probably heard that deflation was a factor in the decline of the Japanese economy for a very long time. They surged to be one of the biggest economies in the world, then their economy stagnated for a long time. Through deflation, and there is a real risk that that is going to happen in the UK. You might also read one of our articles about how the Bank of England has reacted, and in our opinion, incorrectly to the situation, which is now compounding the risk of deflation. Anyway, that's a separate article and podcast. So, what are the typical factors that contribute to deflation? Well, there are several factors at play here. One of the key factors is the aftermath of COVID. The pandemic had a severe impact on the global economy, including the UK. Governments and central banks responded by injecting massive amounts of liquidity into the system to support businesses and individuals. However, as the economy recovers, this excessive liquidity creates a situation where demand fails to keep up with supply of goods, leading to a downward pressure on prices. And in fact, and that's because of the reversal, I should clarify, because of the reversal of the liquidity. You've got quantitative tightening now as opposed to quantitative easing. Another factor is the global economic landscape. We've seen a slowdown in growth in major economies such as China and Eurozone, which are key trading partners to the UK, and reduced demand from these economies leads to lower exports, which puts further downward pressure on pricing. Additionally, there's been a period of stagnant wage growth, that's relative to the level of inflation, so wages have been falling compared to the real level of prices, and that means people have less purchasing power available to spend. These are certainly very big factors, and what can the UK government do to mitigate the effect of deflation? Well, the government and the UK have several factors at their disposal. They can use fiscal policy to stimulate the economy, though the government is short of funds at the moment, so there's limited opportunity there. It could be done by government increasing spending and investing in infrastructure, but again, with the deficit the government's running, there's limited scope for that. Monetary policy is another tool. The Bank of England can adjust interest rates to follow and influence borrowing costs and encourage businesses and consumers to spend. But what we're seeing in the UK at the moment is interest rates are rising, yet the rate of inflation's falling. And the danger here is the lagging effect of those increases is going to be more significant than the rate of fall of inflation. So it's very important to find the right balance of policies. What happens if deflation gets entrenched into the UK? Well, actually, we don't expect an entrenched period of deflation. We at the moment are assuming a deflationary period, maybe for 6 months, then a return to growth in prices. But nevertheless, there is a risk of a longer term deflation period. And if that happens, there's likely to be reduced consumer spending, job losses and wage cuts, and the level of burden of debt will increase because prices are falling and the level of debt is staying the same in real terms. So deflation can have a serious negative effect on the economy, and it's something to be concerned about. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast. FD Capital are a leading provider of finance directors and CFOs, so we're very close to businesses in the UK and see firsthand what is happening on the doors, on the ground, if you like. Hence our podcasts and opinion on things. If you'd like to work with us, we'd be delighted to talk to you. Our website is www.fd.com.